Yeah, it was fantastic. He made a real impact for LA Galaxy. And in the quote after the game, he said he felt like a kid again. So it was good for LA to have him in the team making his debut. And this game really could have gone the opposite way than it did, as they played the California Clásico against San Jose, who took an early 2-0 lead. And that was courtesy of Quincy Amariqua. He had a brace within the first 30 minutes, but it kind of got turned on its head from a penalty that Girard drew in the 30th minute. So LA was then back on the front foot and on the offensive after that.
Yeah, when you look at Gerrard's his debut, as you say, he got the goal, set up goals as well. Do you think that the fans in LA, do they see the same fanfare around Stevie G as they did around David Beckham? Or are they maybe having to be convinced a bit more by him on the pitch because they're maybe not as aware of him?
I think they're not as aware of him. With Beckham, it was just a circus when he came over. The name really, the reputation really preceded him. And with Stevie G, I think they know he's a solid player, but I don't think they understand what he can do and what he can provide for the team.
And in terms of LA Galaxy as well, the signing of Giovanni Dos Santos last week, this came through. Mexican international, his play time in the UK. He's played at Spurs more recently. I think he's been spending time in Spain. Is he expected to have quite a big impact for the Galaxy?
Well, he is. He is. They've been after him for the last few years. And it, both on and off the pitch, he can make a big impact with the Mexican-American demographic there in Southern California. That's a market that MLS has always been trying to get to start following the league, is that Mexican-American community. And they really think that he can provide that for them there in Southern California. But on the pitch, they're really expecting him to be that creative player. I'm assuming he's going to play on the wing. Girard, over the weekend, played right behind Keane in a 4-2-3-1. So they're going to have him slightly out on the wing there to be the creative force. And he's come through the Barcelona Academy. He's a Mexican international, and so he's pretty well known to fans, I think, in the U.S., at least the hardcore MLS fans. So a lot of excitement around his arrival, and he'll begin playing in August, but a lot of money being put into him, a $7 million transfer fee to Villarreal in La Liga, and supposed to be getting about $6 million a year for the next 4.5 years.
Now, to move things slightly from one coast of America to the other, let's look at the East. Another team who certainly seems to be quite a familiar name to those in the UK is New York City FC. They came into the league this season. Obviously, all the fanfare, the connection with Man City. David Villa is the star striker there. Frank Lampard then is joining, or has joined. And then Andrea Pirlo. Now, I was watching a game on TV a couple of weeks ago. It was the game for City against Montreal. And by that point, Frank Lampard, I think, either hadn't started, or at least had started, but then become was injured, and then Pirlo coming into the side. Have they both now started and kind of bedded into this game? Because I was talking, or the game I was seeing was a couple of weeks ago, Drew.
No, actually, they're not supposed to start playing. I believe Pirlo is going to begin training this week or at the end of this week. As far as I'm aware, Lampard is still nursing a bit of an injury, and he has not debuted yet. He was supposed to play over the weekend, but that injury just kind of preventing them from putting him in the side.
Now, when you look at the rest of MLS, who would you say is coming into the start of this week happiest after their weekend's fixture?
Well, I'm going to say my home state team of Sporting Kansas City. They are undefeated in 5 of their last 6. They've been outstanding, and they completely dominated the Montreal Impact over the weekend. Goals from Benny Feilhaber, who is a fantastic player. He's having a career year for Sporting Kansas City, and a player to really watch out for. He's a former Derby player. He'll be representing the MLS 11 at the All-Star game at the end of the month. And another player from them, Dom Dwyer, who is a former Norwich City youth player, also scoring in that game, and he's an exciting young player. So Kansas City has a lot to be excited about, and they are coming into form just at the right time.
And now looking at other potential transfers, another big name being linked with a move to the MLS, and that is Didier Drogba. Just, do you think that this move could happen, that we'll see him playing in America?
Yeah, we talked about him last time that I was on the show, and it looks like things are getting a little bit more figured out now, and it looks like two teams are in the running for him right now, and one is Montreal Impact, and the other is the Chicago Fire. Unfortunately, both of those teams are not the best this season. Montreal currently in eighth place in the Eastern Conference, while Chicago in dead last overall in MLS. Both teams need an attacking player, a goal scorer, but I really don't know if his, or I don't think that his addition is really going to help propel those teams into the playoffs or anything more than that. But those are the two teams most strongly linked right now, coming out of the weekend.
Just for those in the UK, obviously that's obviously where we are. But you know, because the transfer system is different. Just explain how does it work? Because you've got designated players in Major League Soccer. You've got these are the players you can bring in for. Is it unrestricted wages? But then everybody else has to work within a cap. How exactly does it work, Drew?
Well, there is a salary cap in Major League Soccer, much like in the NFL as well, and players or teams can sign their basic players as long as it's inside the salary cap. Now, they are allowed three designated players, which they can sign outside of that restriction, basically for any price, and that's why we have the Steven Gerrards, we have the Andrea Pirlos in the league. Now, last week when Giovanni Dos Santos was signed, a new rule came into the league, and MLS has been kind of noted by some conspiracy theorists as a league that implements rules during significant times or special times when it will help the better teams. But a rule was enacted last week in which teams could sign basically a fourth designated player as long as they used a certain allocated amount of money to pay for another designated player. Now, that all sounds very confusing, and trust me, it is, but it takes a little bit of reading a few times through from the rules from the league. But other than that, teams can sign transfers during the summertime or the wintertime, during those transfer windows, as well as within the league at any time during the season, teams can trade players back and forth.
Do you see a point where MLS gets to the stage where this week, for example, we've seen Christian Benteke rumoured about to Liverpool or Man United? Do you ever envisage a time where somebody like a Benteke, at the age that he is, at the level that he is at the moment at Villa, where a New York City might be another team who were in for him or an LA Galaxy, or do you think it's quite a way off MLS becoming quite that level yet?
I think right now it's a ways off, because of course you've got the English Premier League, which has all the history, or English football with all the history, and of course the Champions League here in Europe. In a way, Dos Santos's signature, he's only 26 years old, so he's quite young and quite an exciting player. So sometimes there are those players that maybe want to come to MLS, but you know, it is still a stepping point for young players and an ending point for the older players.
And just finally, looking at the All-Star game, which is coming up, can you just explain how these players are selected to play in this big match?
Yeah, not a problem. Most of the starting 11, or what they call the fan 11, is voted on by the fans. And as I believe the way it happens is you can vote at the games in the early part of the season. And it's basically, in a way, a popularity contest for the fans to pick their favorite players or the players that they think are playing the best right now. There's also the backups are picked by the coach of the team. So Pablo Mastroeni, who will be coaching the MLS 11, he's the coach of Colorado Rapids. He picked his choices to go as reserves for the team, for the game. And then Commissioner Don Garber of MLS, he gets two choices as well. And he's picked, of course, Frank Lampard and Steven Gerrard as his choices, obviously for some marketing reasons there. But for the first 11, it is a fan's choice, and so they do have a say in what happens.